Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Kuhnenberg. Bitcoin is in the news again, and not in a good way. I heard that before, right? Down from an all-time high of over 64,000 a coin, and more recently touching 30,000, it was hammered again down into the $25,000 range a week or so back. To illustrate how ridiculous this whole thing is, the first transaction is the infamous pizza day when a guy named Laszlo paid 10,000 bitcoins for two Papa John pizzas back in 2010. These coins were eventually valued at around 600 million or so when Bitcoin hit its all-time high in November of 2021. Crazy, huh? If you want to see the history of Bitcoin, just Google it up and it's got a good story there. Anyway, Bitcoin has undoubtedly been through some tumultuous ups and downs in its short life, with the most egregious mania spike in an asset price ever witnessed by man, with the original Bitcoin listed at 0.0008 of US dollar, topping out at over 64,000 a coin, lends itself to the ludicrousness of this whole thing. Don't get me wrong, I would have loved to pick up a few thousand coins way back in 2010, and then moved to the Hamptons and parked my new yacht on the boat dock of my new mansion when I unloaded the coins to someone else. But heck, I hadn't even heard of the thing until a few years later when some guy showed me an app on his phone detailing a $50,000 balance where there once was $5,000. The dude had apparently made a cool $45,000 in a few months, or so he told me. Fast forward to today, and through multiple coin exchanges going bust and belly up, and vaporizing customer accounts in the process, the Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Gary Gensler recently announced he was deepening his crackdown on the cybercoin industry. The Securities and Exchange Commission is accusing the two firms of acting as an unregistered broker and exchange for legally trading and offering 13 crypto assets, which include popular cybercoins Solana's SOL token, Cardano's ADA token, and Polygon's Matic coin, among the many. What? Exactly my point. The reasons here are many as to why the government is putting heat on crypto and their exchanges. The SEC is starting to regard certain cybercoins not as a currency per se, but as securities, of which the definition by Investopedia for security is a fungible, negotiable financial instrument that represents some type of financial value. Gobbledygook for sure, but the real thrust behind the Fed's cybercoin headhunt is probably the U.S. Federal Reserve and likely every other central bank of the world. These sovereign institutions, the central banks, are the funding banks of entire countries, and in no way, no how, are they going to allow any coin, or dare I say currency, to usurp their own. The reason is a simple one. If they allow a transactional medium like a cybercoin to grow to a meaningful size and the world starts regarding Bitcoin or any other cyber token as a real currency, and one that could eventually replace the currency of the country, it could handcuff the U.S. government's ability to finance itself and every other central bank of the world. Countries want to control their currency so they can print as much of them as they want, and Lord knows they use that ability to the fullest extent of their imagination. Allowing a medium exchange like a Bitcoin to grow in popularity has to be nipped in the bud, and frankly, I'm surprised they let it go this far. Although Bitcoin and other coins like it are currently relegated to some fringe techie folks, some day traders, and cybercoin aficionados, they are growing in popularity. Simply put, cybercoins are a threat to sovereign currencies everywhere. Bitcoin and cyber tokens like it will never replace sovereign currencies, especially the U.S. dollar. The governments of the world simply will not allow it. The U.S. needs to be able to manufacture money in order to spend that money without constraint, as well as every other country in the world. Not that printing and spending money like crazy is a good thing. It's not. But that's a story for another day. That's it for today's Money Matters. The newscast is not meant as investment advice or a solicitation to buy or sell anything, and is my opinion only, and not the opinion of any registered investment advisor, bank, broker, dealer, or this radio station, its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors 1979 and California insurance license OL34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com. Where everything is free, our way of saying thank you to listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Kuhnenberg. Don't take a slice of my pie.
say.